Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. So this morning, I want to talk to you about a really important conversation, actually, which is, are you letting Derek ruin your business? This is one of the biggest blockers I see when it comes to women growing their business, to building their business, to creating their dream business. Of creating the life of their dreams, of being unfettered, and basically to stepping into that big, bold, beautiful technical vision that they have for their lives. It leads to them being apologetic, to being fettered as opposed to unfettered. It stops them letting them shine their light as brightly as they desire to do, as they were born to do. And it is, of course, that fear that Derek is going to show up and troll you. So let me tell you the story of Derek and where this came from. So recently, a couple of months ago, I wrote an article on LinkedIn on the topic of imposter syndrome. And I have helped women and men as well, but mostly women, with imposter syndrome since 2007. So quite a while now. To date, through working one-to-one, through group courses, through workshops, through masterclasses, I have helped hundreds of people overcome their imposter syndrome. I've created a process for this. I've got a system. I've got a model. And in this article, I shared 8 case studies of clients that I've worked with, taking them through their particular brand of imposter syndrome, their origin story, where it came from, and shared how they overcame their imposter syndrome. I'm pretty confident that I can claim to be expert status at this stage on the topic of imposter syndrome. I'm pretty confident in what I'm saying. So I shared this article on LinkedIn. And Derek showed up to tell me I was wrong, that I had got my interpretation of imposter syndrome completely wrong. I didn't know what I was talking about, that I should go away and have a think before posting on the topic ever again, and essentially telling me to get back in my box. Now, Derek, or somebody like Derek, shows up pretty much every time I show up, every time I'm visible. So whether I'm posting, whether it's a podcast episode, whether it's a webinar, a masterclass, or an email, anything, there will always be a Derek who shows up to tell me why I'm wrong, or they don't like me, or, you know, whatever it is. And to be really, really clear, I am not against free speech in the slightest. I very much subscribe to the Evelyn Hall quote of, I disapprove with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say that. It's all about free speech. I'm happy to debate with people. I'm happy to disagree with people. I totally accept that not everybody will resonate with what I say or how I say it or how I show up or my face. There are a lot of people out there who dislike me. That's okay. I'm 41. I can own that. But what I will not accept is bullying or trolling or the kind of keyboard warriors that just say mean things. These people who hide behind a keyboard and feel it is their right and their duty to be mean for the sake of it. What is that about? And this is one of the biggest issues I see when it comes to women building their business. I shared the story of Derek with my Audacity course. I had a call later on the day that it happened, and I was able to share with the course what had happened. And it just so happened that we were doing the module on authentic visibility in Audacity. And it really, really struck a chord. And every single person in that room, every single woman in that room had that fear that if they showed up, if they said exactly what they wanted to say, that somebody was going to be mean to them. It's bonkers. It's absolutely bonkers, isn't it? But it's so, so common. So here's some examples from clients recently. See if you resonate with these. One was called a slut for sharing her opinion. One was called a rubbish mum for saying that she couldn't wait until the kids went back to school. Somebody threatened to report her, not quite sure to who, but threatened to report her and get her business shut down for daring to send an email that this person had clicked a button to subscribe to. One had her appearance criticized on a video. You know, somebody took the time to tell her that her face was wrong. One had somebody making sexual comments on a video. Ugh, so unnecessary. And somebody else had a critical comment on a post that she'd made, but then this person actively went to get their mate to pile on as well, to start criticizing it and hijacking it and just being horrible. And it makes me so mad. It makes me so mad. And I find it quite triggering to talk about this stuff because it hurts. It is horrible to be on the receiving end of that kind of vitriol. And I fully expect to get a few messages about this video telling me I'm wrong and how dare I talk about this stuff. There are a lot of angry people out there, a lot of angry people, especially since COVID. And it really, really does take a lot of bravery and courage and vulnerability to put yourself out there and say what you really think and to try and grow a business. And there is always going to be a Derek who sees it as their duty to take you down a peg or two and try and put you in your place. A Derek who seems to be unable to just scroll on by or think, this post isn't for me. I don't agree with this, and just leave it. Who sees it as their duty to speak out, to put you in your place, to try and put you back in your box. And this fear of trolling, of being bullied, of people just being vile, it puts so many women, brilliant women in business, off raising their profile and being more visible. It makes them tone down what they really want to say in order to try to be acceptable. It makes them apologize for having an opinion. And it makes them stay small and try to fly under the radar a little bit, and scared to be seen for who they truly are. And it makes them lie awake at 2 o'clock in the morning, kind of raking over those comments, thinking, is it true? Do they have a point? Remembering those vile words that somebody spewed at them, wondering if they're true. And it makes me so mad. It makes me so mad. I see it all the time. And it makes me angry, basically. And if this has ever happened to you, and I'd be surprised if it hasn't in one form or another, it may help you to know that there are evolutionary reasons why it is so triggering. Basically, back to cave people times, your primary directive, your primary wiring at all time is designed to keep you alive, designed to keep you safe, which is why we have the herd mentality. You are driven at all times to try and belong, to try and fit in, to have that safety of the tribe, of the herd. And if you ever try and step outside this, you immediately get this kind of primal warning system going, saying, it's not safe, it's not safe. There is a saber-toothed tiger. And Derek is showing up as a paper saber-toothed tiger. The danger is perceived. It's not real, but in your body, it feels real. In your body, it feels triggering and scary, and you don't feel safe. I've got a 13-year-old, almost 14-year-old daughter, and you can see this happening in adolescents particularly. They are driven by a herd mentality. Every decision is done by committee. What shall I wear? We've got a non-uniform day. Is what I'm going to say acceptable? Is it okay to like so-and-so? The need to belong is really, really strong. Hopefully that makes sense and hopefully that resonates with you. Okay, so what can you do about this? What can you do to acknowledge the Derricks out there, but show up regardless? Because that is what you're going to need to do if you want to build your business. So number one is accept there is always going to be a Derrick. It's the price of being visible. There is always going to be someone out there who doesn't like what you say or how you say it, who doesn't like your face. Number two is accepting that the idea that confidence isn't knowing that everybody likes you. It's being yourself regardless of who likes you, of having that bravery, that courage, that vulnerability to show up exactly as you are, regardless, and screw the Derricks. Number three is knowing how to get authentically visible. And I can help with this one. In a couple of weeks, from the 11th to the 15th of September, I am running a free visibility coaching series. It's for female entrepreneurs, for female founders, for female business leaders who want to learn to get authentically visible, to learn how to let their light shine unapologetically so that they attract the right people, so they can be seen by the right people at the right times and in the right places, unapologetically, unfettered, and learn how to connect with their voice and their mission so your light shines brightly, and stop playing small. This is the sixth time I'm going to run this coaching series, and I do not say this lightly, but lives change every time I do. And if you have ever been affected by a Derrick, I want you to be there. I am going to help you. It is going to be awesome. There is a link to find out more and register in the notes for this conversation. Any questions at all, just ping me a message and reach out to me. And I would love to see you there. Thanks for being here. See you very soon. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.